I'm Hillsborough County Sheriff Chad Cronister, and if you don't listen to Knockout Radio, you may just find yourself in one of my jails.
You know, every time that I do want to fire you, it's because of you that Chad came over. You know, it's because of you that Chad did the show.
It's true.
It's because of you that Chad and I are now BFFs.
It's true.
And he's going to throw people in jail if they don't listen to the show.
He's letting them out now. Like, you know, yeah. It's coronavirus letting everybody out.
All right, here's another one of my pet peeves.
Okay.
So I need to purchase a couple more vehicles for staff zone.
Got it.
I'm making some calls.
Are they growing in this?
No. No, nobody's growing. I mean, they're still working.
Construction's booming. I mean, every street
I see. It's not booming. It's still continuing.
I see, and every street has like roofers and construction guys in and out. You know.
Well, here's where the issue is going to be. If cities and municipalities are closed or working less hours, you still need the inspectors to go out there and inspect.
Oh, so it's all based on the inspector timeline.
So you can only do up till it's time for
like
an inspector.
HVAC or whatever.
Right.
Yeah, and then electrical. And then.
So I sent some emails out because I try to do as much via email as I can looking into some of these cars.
Okay.
So I just received an email.
Yes.
That said, thank you for your email request. Is this the best email to reach you?
Okay.
What?
I mean, look, in today's world. And political correctness, which I hope goes away with this virus, like where people don't.
I emailed them from this email address.
Yeah, but they have to ask permission to see if that's acceptable to send you a reply. You know it's political. You know how the real world works.
I know. I get it. But it just bothers me.
But that's why this virus is wiping out all those people that are stupid.
Don't say that because you're stupid and I really don't want you wiped out just yet. All right. Let's welcome to the program. He was just on. So this is unique because typically this doesn't happen, such a quick turnaround. But let's welcome back to the program, lives a little bit south of us, Nico Price. Nico, what's up?
How y'all doing?
All right. So
Nico.
Should we all be excited right now? Or should we all be excited about what we are hearing and reading?
Of course. Why wouldn't you be?
Well, I never know what is true and what's not true until I speak to the person that it involves. So,
well, yeah, we are definitely fighting on the 18th.
That's I wanted to get that straight from you because, you know, and I know I've told you a little bit about this program and what we do. I don't listen to other shows. I don't really read a whole lot. You know, I'm on Twitter, so I see stuff. But until I reach out and talk to somebody, it's all alleged. It's all assumed. So you are fighting next week.
100% from what I know. So,
and
I'm fighting April 18th.
When we talked a week or two ago, I don't even remember, you were talking about how anxious and how much you really want to and, you know, sign me up. And so how did this whole thing go down? How did they reach out? When did they reach out? Did you reach out to them? Talk us through it.
God heard my prayers, man. And then out of nowhere, they called. They emailed me, are you willing to fight? I said, yeah, of course. What do you mean? Of course I'm willing to fight. And then they gave me some opponents. Two nights ago, when everyone found out the card, that's when I found out who I was fighting. So, yeah. You know, it's like the old days. You don't know who, where. You only know a date.
Well, before I ask you, you know, about that, let me give you a recommendation. This is a line that I like to use all the time. And you don't want to be disrespectful, so I'm not trying to have you lose jobs. But when somebody says something to you like that, your response should be like I use. Did you just meet me? Don't you know who I am?
Yeah.
I'll fight last night. You know, none of that. I'm ready to go. All right, so I don't want to get you in trouble. Don't say anything that you're not allowed to say or release. But do you know, don't tell us where, but do you know where you're going next week?
I know what's in the media. So today they said that Dana said that it's at the Tahashi.
Okay.
So that's what I know.
Well, and that's been out there and that was rumored, but I was going to ask that question, you know, before it was even out, because I don't want you to say it if you're not supposed to. I was just curious if you knew where
I
were going.
I might have hinted something to you, but I still don't have 100%. I don't know where I'm flying, like, out of or to or any of that yet. So. But it should be coming up here in a couple days.
Does that concern you? Not that it matters. It shouldn't really matter where you're going as long as you know you are going.
Yeah, I don't care. Just get me there. I'm cool with it.
You've been working out to a certain extent, but I'm sure that it's not, well, we talked about this last time you were on, you're not getting the regular workouts that you would normally do. Does that
No, I'm getting harder ones.
It's harder.
It's harder because there's no one else in the room.
Right, so how are you getting work in?
I get all the attention from my coaches. So it's an hour and a half of just me getting beat upon by my coaches. Huh? They beat me up with knowledge, and they beat me up physically with workouts and drills and scenarios and all types of stuff. You know?
Do you feel
like today
that
I did five rounds with that, and I did five rounds of sprinting.
Okay. All right. So you're not really losing out at all on things that you should be doing or you would be doing. All right.
The only thing is I don't drive anywhere now. I just do it at my house because I have a gym at the house, and my coaches are willing to come here twice a day if they have to. So
in a way, that's better. Not that the situation we're in is better, but that situation is better that you don't even have to leave, that they come to you. That's good.
Exactly. It's like delivery training.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly. With the world that we're in right now, and we've been in this for, what, 4 to 6 weeks, what is being told to you? What are you worried about, if anything, about the fight itself?
I haven't told much. I'm getting the emails for, all the stuff I need to get ready for flight. I don't know where the flights are out of or where they're to. Right. Yet, but I'm just breathing with it, flowing with punches.
I reached out to the Florida Athletic Boxing Commission, whatever their official real title is, and I spoke to one of the commissioners, and I asked him, and I should have known this myself, so I'm throwing myself under the bus, but I asked him, with everything that's going on, and we're not sure if there's going to be an MMA fight here in Florida, what is different about this MMA than WWE? And the obvious answer is one is real and one is fake. But in the virus that's going around, it doesn't matter. If it's fake and they're still rolling around and doing whatever, wouldn't that sort of be the same as what you guys are going to do next week?
Yeah. Wouldn't it be?
Yeah.
They slash them. We just have our hands closed.
You're just real and they're not. They're scripted, as Matt likes to yell at me. It's not fake. It's just scripted. But, they're doing,
entertainment. Entertainment. Those guys, they're really good at their job.
Well, and that's what, and I knew it before I even asked the question, but that's when the commissioner corrected me and he said, wrestling, WWE, is not a sport. It's entertainment. And that doesn't fall under the athletic commission. And that's how they're able to do twice a week. So,
that's good guess.
Yeah, well, and that's the loophole. The loophole, with them. How much after next week are you aware of? Dana has said about this island somewhere, and again, not locations or anything like that, but does that interest you to fight in an island somewhere in 2 months?
Hell yeah, I'll fight in an island. That shit would be sick. Sorry about my language. Yes, I would love to fight on an island.
I just threw you that underhand softball. You were supposed to say, "Did you just meet me?"
Oh yeah, no, sorry. I got too excited.
No, exactly. Are you going to be able to? And again, I've gotten to know you a little bit, and I know how excited you are, and exciting it is for you to get back in and compete next week. But with the past 2 months, will you be able to contain yourself, the excitement and the adrenaline and, the rush and all that kind of stuff as you're walking to the cage and as you're getting in the cage to entertain the world again?
100%, sir. I will be able to. I'll control it all. And then when the bell rings, it's coming.
And then when the bell... Go ahead, sorry.
No, I said when the bell rings, I'm coming in there with everything I got. Because I'm going to have a big ball of stuff to come out of that all energy or built up.
Good stuff. Well, I'm very happy that you were one of the select, that were picked, to do this. This is kind of, like Matt has said, this is a historic event. and where
yeah.
people that may not be an MMA fan, that may not be a fan of the UFC or Nico Price or any of that, since this is the first live, real sporting event in 6-8 weeks, you have the opportunity to pick up a lot of fans, and the sport has the opportunity yeah. to pick up a lot of new fans.
I'm blessed to get that opportunity. You know, I prayed real hard for it, man. They say train hard, pray harder, and that's what I did, and I got the opportunity. I'm for all the people that don't know about UFC and don't know about MMA, when I get in that cage, Nico Price, don't blink. Coming!
There you go. Nico, thank you very much. Thank you for coming back on as quickly as you did. I'm looking forward to next week, and have fun and stay safe.
Thank you so much. God bless y'all.
You as well. Let's put Nico on hold real quick. Nico, don't go anywhere. We're going to put him on hold, and back-to-back, or it might have been 2 weeks. I don't remember. But another care package from 8-Man Strong going out to Nico.
I'm on the show every week. I haven't got a care package
You're
yet.
Wearing an 8-Man Strong shirt.
Oh, well, this is an old one.
Tough.
I need new ones.
You need a lot of things.
I need to get on that fight card.
You need to get some common sense is what you need.
I could be on this fight card. I need to be on a historic event.
Every time I wished you talked more, I wished you talked less.
Well, like I banned all mushrooms from Tour de Pizza. From
you did?
One. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's going to be difficult for me to take a mushroom
pizza. Because I'm already a fun guy.
It has nothing to do with being fun. It has to do with
get
health.
It? Fun guy. I'm a fun guy.
Fungus.
It's a whole pizza joke.
I don't know. I don't get any of your jokes. All right. Believe it or not, Nico took up that whole section. That was cool. Nico is one of those guys that I think you should listen to.
Okay.
2 minutes before you're going to go run a marathon. 2 minutes before you're going to go into a fight. Because he gets you excited.
He's a hype man.
He is a hype man.
Yeah. I mean, some people just bring out the best in people. So.
He's one. And I've told you that there's a list of certain people that after you talk to him, you just feel like you can take on the world.
Don King, the greatest hype man of all time.
I don't know. Maybe the guy who played Don King in Rocky V. You know, touch me, you sue. Touch me, cuz I'll sue. And that's when Rocky clinches up his fist and he says, what? Sue me for what?
That should be on the tour. It's got to be on the tour. They got to have a Don King impersonator.
Well, I don't know about that. It's a Rocky tour. It's not a Don King.
No. Everything with Don King is better.
I will tell Mike when he comes on, and he'll be on in about a half an hour, that I have gone looking for Father Carmine.
Have you really?
I have.
Really?
Wes Sims and I, we were going to do a charity event with, I can't remember his name.
Quarantine brain got you again.
God, I can't think. John Gilmore. You know, I was thinking Graham, and I knew that wasn't right. It was a charity event with John Gilmore, and we went, we hit a couple of the spots. And there's been a couple times, and again, I'll bring it up with Mike, where I went to one of the houses, which I think was from Rocky VI, which my good friend Antonio Tarver was in. And I went and we sat in front of the house where the girl lives. And the people that live in the house got all mad.
Really?
And they're looking out the windows and they're getting all mad. You knew that when you
bought the house.
Well, agreed to the house. She might have already owned the house.
Okay. Oh, okay.
You know, but you know, they didn't really use it. That was just what they used in the film, I guess. It's kind of like when we went to Rocky's apartment and A, watched the guy shooting heroin.
Right.
Or we're assuming was heroin. Right. And then as we made the turn, somebody started to chase us. It's kind of like they wanted us to pay them to look at the apartment.
Oh, yeah.
But
makes
we,
sense.
But we will talk to Mike Kundra coming up here in, not the next segment, but coming up shortly. And it's all for all of us Rocky fans.
If you could live in one movie set, one building, one house, one iconic like piece of land. Is there any movie or thing you would live on?
Bring it back when we come back. Coming to you live from Torta Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. The ovens are open. The ovens are cooking. If you want a pizza, make the phone call. Come on down. He'll hook you up with a discount, I promise. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
Talk Radio Network.
Hey, hi, this is Mike Schmidt. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, face demons real or in their heads and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
You're hungry, where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
For all of your printing needs, I strongly suggest you give 72hourprint.com a call at 888-724-7774. Need business cards or t-shirts printed? I suggest you go to 72hourprint.com. If you need a banner or some signs printed, I strongly suggest you check out 72hourprint.com. If you need fight shorts or a walkout banner printed, I again suggest you check out 72hourprint.com or give them a call at 888-724-7774. If you're tired of high print prices, then I strongly suggest you give 72hourprint.com a call today. I did, and I could not be happier. And I know you will as well. That's 72hourprint.com. 72hrprint.com.
Culver's Spicy Crispy Chicken Sandwich has just the right amount of heat. Gauge for yourself, Hotshot. You'll need our special breading containing a pinch of hot peppery goodness. Add one natural cut chicken breast, plus crisp lettuce and tomato to keep things cool. Then savor that blissful burn.
Better yet, come to Culver's and leave the whole perfectly spicy crispy chicken sandwich thing to us. Welcome to Delicious.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12-draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South El Mabry in Tampa.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Taylor, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
Down to Knockout Radio.
You're locked down, all right.
But I'm coming to you every Wednesday live from Tour de Pizza, 2 to 4 p.m. Check a list with local listen times.
What the heck's that got to do with it? Localistic times? You're such a buffoon. Oh, my God. All right, so I'll go back to your question. It's the first question you've brought to the show in probably 2 years.
Thank you.
What
iconic, like if you could have like one car from like the Dukes of Hazzard, like the General Lee, like what house, like iconic home or property would you live in?
I don't know. Rocky's when he had the big house in Philly before he lost it from the accountants that stole from him, okay. Seemed to be pretty nice. That's with the robot and all that kind of stuff. You know, you'd have to go to one of those stupid houses. You know, one of the ridiculous,
Like Pee Wee's Playhouse.
No,
Because that would be a ridiculous, stupid house. Like, ridiculous! Hey!
Or how about the one where Jack Nicholson sticks his head through the thing?
The Shining?
Was it The Shining?
Like
I never saw the movie.
That was. I think that was filmed in like Colorado, in Aspen or SS Park or something like that.
Yeah, all right. How about we go back to Mork and Mindy's house?
What was that, a spaceship?
Mork and Mindy, that's out by you in Colorado.
Oh, yeah, they had that spaceship house. Like,
no, it was just a house. I mean, he landed in the egg. Mork landed in, what is it, Aurora?
Okay, yeah.
Landed in the egg and then ended up living with Mindy, and it was Mork and Mindy.
There you go.
No? How about the submarine from, what was it called, Red?
Red October? Yeah. You're a Navy guy. That's, of course you want to live on a submarine.
I really don't want to live on a sub.
I did see on the news this week.
I went on a sub once. I wanted to kill you.
What are you talking about?
I didn't even know you. You talking about claustrophobic?
Is it worse than the quarantine right now?
Yes.
Like, yeah,
what are you, stupid?
The cabin fever?
But you're on a sub. You're under the water. There's nothing you can do.
Sleeping next to a nuclear reactor.
Well, I did that on a regular ship, so it has nothing to do with, since the ship has been since decommissioned, I'm imagining that I'm able to say things.
Okay.
Because I remember they used to teach us, like, and my family would always make fun of this, that my line was, I can neither confirm nor deny the use of nuclear weapons aboard the blah, 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 blah.
Of course. No, but I just
can I confirm them now since it's been decommissioned?
I think so. I just saw on the news with the coronavirus, they're trying to evacuate the ship because some of them have tested positive.
Well,
they can't because there's still nuclear warheads on the ship. So they still have to be manned and like been watched.
Well, the captain just lost his command.
Correct.
Now I haven't read a whole lot about it. Our Toronto correspondent, Jason Rosso, reached out to me and I didn't respond because I haven't read up on it. But from what I understand, he leaked it. He didn't go to his supervisor.
Correct.
He didn't go to his next people.
He went outside the military, right, which was a breach of security clearance.
Right.
But he wanted it to get to the mainstream media. That's why he did so.
Well, then he got off pretty easy.
He achieved what he wanted.
He got off easy. He lost his command.
Right.
He didn't get thrown out. He didn't lose his rank, from what I understand.
Right.
So then he did everything he wanted, and he didn't pay the consequences for it.
At least not yet. Well, we don't know.
Who knows? Yeah, who knows? But I don't know. I mean, it's almost a good question.
Okay.
And I'd really have to think about it because, I don't watch a whole lot of movies.
Right.
So I'd have to go back to, I don't know, own Coney Island so I can bang the bottles together.
Okay, the Warriors. You live in the Warriors.
Right. But, it's one of those hypothetical, silly questions where you got to go above and beyond into the biggest whatever. I want the Starship Enterprise.
Okay. Yeah, there you go.
The Starship Enterprise would be perfect, right? Because I can be beamed up and down.
Have they had any coronavirus out in the
I don't know.
In the universe yet?
How long, serious question, how long mainstream will there be Saturday Night Live something about the coronavirus? And from what I understand, they've already come out with porns.
Porn? Coronavirus porn?
Yeah.
Everybody's suited up?
Yeah.
Well, except for certain areas.
I don't know. I don't see it, but
zippers and Velcro and
so. What would yours be?
It's a good question.
I'm glad I came up with it.
I would probably live in the Fight Club house, just like
I never saw it. So
yeah, it's a pretty legendary place.
The Fight Club house.
Yeah, just like an old abandoned house.
Hold on. The first rule of Fight Club is you don't talk about Fight Club.
Yeah, they didn't say anything about the house. Talk about the house. just about the club.
All right.
No, but I don't know. I would probably live, I don't know, the Deuce of Hazard, house. Nice. Out in the farm.
I'm sure that wasn't a nice house.
No, but it's away from the coronavirus.
I bet you the Walton's house
was
better.
It's away from the coronavirus, and you can still do all your stuff.
I don't know. Daisy was involved, so there could have been a lot of viruses.
Speaking of Daisy, did you find a Jeep Wrangler yet? Are you still searching for a Jeep Wrangler?
No.
Because, if you're looking for one, let's see if we can buy a two-for-one.
The mothership just sent in the Adams family's house.
Oh, the Adams family.
Thing and It and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Lurch. Wonder what Lurch's room looked like. Just saying.
I don't know.
Or how about the bungalow on Gilligan's Island? I bet you that was pretty, with Lovey and the professor.
They could have UFC 249 there.
They could.
Because
it's only a 2-hour cruise.
Yeah. Unless you're on the Norwegian or whatever. the princess. I think you get stuck out there for 2 weeks.
Right. All right. So where were you going?
I don't know. I just think all these iconic places, man. We, you know. But yeah, I would. But the Jeep Wrangler, you should get a 2-for-1 deal. You take one, I'll take one.
Okay. You pay for it, and I get the BOGO.
Let's rework that deal. It's not really favorable on my end.
You know, have you ever wanted something and you have no idea why you've wanted it? Yeah, like my whole life, I've always said I want a Wrangler, and I don't know why. I've never driven one.
I always wanted respect.
And you're never going to get that either.
And I don't know why I want it, because I really don't care.
Well, obviously, you do care if you want it.
But no, I had a Jeep Wrangler. I was a Jeep owner once. It's a Jeep thing, so you wouldn't really understand until you're in it. It's kind of like Fight Club.
If I was to get a Jeep, I guarantee you I would not do the Jeep wave.
You got to do the wave.
I wouldn't do it.
Then you can't do it.
I wouldn't do it.
They'll take the Jeep back.
Who will?
In 3 months, they come and get it back. They repossess it. Like the two guys that took your cars last week, they'll come and get your Jeep.
All right, before we get to the bottom of the hour and then Melvin coming up after that, what have you thought about, I don't know if it's just on Facebook or Twitter, or, you know, these, here's six things and you only have three of them. Have you seen those?
No.
You've seen them.
No, I did play your little stupid game the other day, and I guess I did it wrong.
Yeah, of course you did. Is there anything you do right? Of course you did it wrong.
I don't have time to play games on
then
Facebook.
Then don't do it.
I'm not quarantined. I'm still working every day. But I saw your game, and I was like, let me just play along. Did you see my four favorite things to eat?
No.
Pizza, tacos, sushi, and W's for Jameis Winston. What's up? Eating the W's. No? I thought you would have liked that joke.
No.
I put it there for you. He ate W's and got traded.
Well, first of all, he didn't get traded. He didn't get re-signed.
Okay, well,
there's a big difference.
Well, he didn't get W's either.
And he didn't get W's either.
But we did get new uniforms.
Yeah.
How do you feel about the new release of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers uniforms?
Whatever. I mean,
going back to era when they were champions.
It's the era, but it's still not the orange. I liked the orange.
The creamsicle orange?
I liked it.
Yeah.
You know, I have two game jerseys from back then.
Really?
Two game jerseys.
Freeman's?
No, the guy's name was Harris.
Okay. Oh, okay. Makes sense. I
honestly don't know his first name, but it started with R.
Okay.
And so I have two game creamsicle jerseys, game used, R. Harris.
Nice.
I gave one to my sister, and I had the other one because both of our initials were RH.
Right.
And then when she got married, she gave it back. I go, well, you're still. She goes, nope, that's not my name no more. I said, okay.
It's true.
So I got both jerseys back.
She's not even Buccaneer fan anymore. She's not a
Buccaneer fan.
Yeah, she's a Panther fan.
She, for the first couple of years, she would wear Bucs colors at the Bucs Carolina game.
Okay.
And then they're season ticket holders, and she's been up there for so long that she is a Panther fan.
Yeah, for sure.
And that's why I really wanted the Caleb Beninat Panther jersey.
Right.
Just to really stick it to her.
Sure.
But instead,
what's the Ray Kruth jersey going for these days?
Instead, I got the Detroit Lion Beninat jersey.
Nice.
So, but the jersey colors really, it doesn't mean a whole lot, honestly.
No.
It's not the colors. I guarantee you, if the team wins, the jerseys will sell.
Right.
If the team wins, people are going to love the jerseys. The creamsicle jerseys didn't lose. The team lost wearing those jerseys.
Sure.
That's the way to look at
it. That was a bad taste in their mouth.
But Tom Brady is in town, and things are I'm excited.
Are you excited? Are you?
I am, because to me, he's not even a real person. It's like he's, I don't even know what the words are. It's like he's
naked beats a man.
He's like the Terminator.
You're mythical.
You know, it is going to be interesting to cover him. We have been involved in a phone press conference where all the media, and I know I need to hit this break, but all the media was up in arms. Oh my God, it's so weird that we did it by phone. We do it every week with the MMA.
Right,
UFC,
sure.
Bellator, whatever. It's really not the end of the world. All right, let's go hit this break. When we come back, Melvin Gilliard coming up, and then we're going to head up to Philly. We're going to talk about the greatest athlete of all time, Rocky Balboa. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Yo, what's up, man? It's your boy, Juju Smith-Schuster, man. Shout out to Knockout Radio. Turn up.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life,
If you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-man strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
You're hungry, where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink, where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team, where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
For all of your printing needs, I strongly suggest you give 72hourprint.com a call at 888-724-7774. Need business cards or t-shirts printed? I suggest you go to 72hourprint.com. If you need a banner or some signs printed, I strongly suggest you check out 72hourprint.com. If you need fight shorts or a walkout banner printed, I again suggest you check out 72hourprint.com or give them a call at 888-724-7774. If you're tired of high print prices, then I strongly suggest you give 72hourprint.com a call today. I did, and I could not be happier. And I know you will as well. That's 72hourprint.com. 72hrprint.com.
Culver's Spicy Crispy Chicken Sandwich has just the right amount of heat. Gauge for yourself, hotshot. You'll need our special breading containing a pinch of hot peppery goodness. Add one natural cut chicken breast, plus crisp lettuce and tomato to keep things cool. Then savor that blissful burn.
Better yet, come to Culver's and leave the whole perfectly spicy crispy chicken sandwich thing to us. Welcome to Delicious.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The PressBox Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Baseball Hall of Famer Wade Boggs. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
All right, we are back coming to you live at the Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. And here's another one of my pet peeves.
Okay.
So another we've discussed, and Melvin's on the line. We'll get right to him. You know, we buy these vehicles for Staff Zone. I help my brother out quite a bit. So we purchased a van in Vegas.
Yes.
And I've gotten at least three emails from the dealership we purchased the van from asking if we're ready to purchase the van yet.
Okay.
We already bought it.
Oh.
From that dealership. But they keep on. Are you ready to sign the paperwork?
We know with this Corona thing, I thought maybe the biggest problem for staff so would be that all your vans are 15 passenger.
Yeah.
So you can't have that many people in a van.
That's true. It is very true. All right. It has been way too long again. You know, we just had Ian on in the first hour, and it's been forever. What?
Now, speaking of vans, the guy you have on the phone right now used to be on your van.
Yeah.
The baddest van in town, man. Yeah. Nobody cut you off in traffic.
And he was the door.
He was the door. The best location.
He was the best location
on the van.
And the coolest thing, and we'll put him on in 1 second. I have a picture. Listen to me. I have a picture. It happened out at the gun range in Tampa.
Okay.
I had a picture of Melvin taking a picture of Melvin on my van. It was pretty cool.
That's awesome.
Melvin Gilliard. Melvin, how are you, sir?
Hey, what's up, Mr. Randy? How you doing, sir? Hey, speaking of that picture, I still got that picture, man.
Yeah. To me, it was one of the coolest things. I mean, I know that you thought it was cool, but not only you're taking a picture of you on the van, I took a picture of you taking a picture of you on the van.
That's pretty cool, man. That's pretty cool. How you been, man?
Not too bad. First and foremost, how are you doing? How are you handling the situation? Obviously, you are staying safe.
Yeah, I'm great, man. Look, I'm up here in Denver, man. It's not as bad as it is back home in New Orleans. Things have been crazy down there, but I mean, I'm staying active. I'm still working out with my strength and conditioning coach. And like 2-3 days out of the week, I go and do privates with my boxing coach at the gym. You know, I'm just maintaining right now because I got word yesterday from my boss David Philman from BKF that the show I was supposed to do March 14th in Wichita, Kansas, that was canceled, well, against Dakota Cochran, that fight's going to happen June 20th. That's the date they're going to set. I mean, we don't know when everything going on, if it's going to be over by then, but right now that's the projected date. So I'm just maintaining and working out, man. I'm actually lifting weights right now as we speak. So everything's cool, man. Everything's been pretty good on my end. I mean, I haven't let this really affect me. It's kind of weird though when you go in places and everything's shut down and you can't go into a restaurant. So it's kind of weird, but I kind of went through the same thing with Katrina, but this is a little bit excessive more than Katrina was, you know?
Well, and Matt, you and I were talking about this earlier, you know, and we kind of compared it a little to 9/11. The difference is, you know, 9/11, Katrina, all of that, you know, catastrophes, but it's not something that you can catch walking down the street, walking into a restaurant.
Right.
You know, so it is a little weird and a little different. And the way I'm looking at it, Melvin, is, you know, I'll stay in the house for a week at a time anyway. You know, I do the show from the house. I work out of the house. But knowing that I can't leave is different from
now you want to leave. I mean, that's going to happen when all this let up. People that normally don't leave the house are going to want to leave the house. And I think that's when it's really going to cause more of a panic, because you're going to have a lot of people on the road. Everybody's going to be filling up clubs and stuff, because I do security at nightclubs downtown Denver, and I'm pretty sure when they let everybody back out, even people that don't go out is going to want to go out. You know what I mean? So it's crazy, but at the same time, man, you know, I think it's been pretty steady, man. I mean, my baby brother, DeMar, my baby brother that's right under me, he contracted it like 3 weeks ago. He's already beaten it.
Wow. You know,
he was sick. He was sick as a dog, bro. Like, we were close. I was probably close to probably losing my little brother. And then overnight, man, it's just, they just gave him a few remedies, a few things to do. He had an inhaler. You know, but he's in physical decent shape, you know, and he ended up beating it.
You know, the thing that's sad is, Matt, you and I were talking about this before, you know, the news, whether you're pro, con, whatever, doesn't really matter, but all they're reporting on is the negatives and the deaths.
Right.
And they're
right,
not talking about the people that have beat it.
But that's to cause mass panic, man. You know how the government is, man. I stopped caring about the government after Katrina, you know what I mean? That's just the way it is, you know what I mean? So, for me, I just go on with my day, but I've been hearing that a lot of people are actually, you know, beating it. You know, it's just basically like a flu-like symptoms that they're getting, but, you know, people that have bad upper respiratory breathing problems, a lot of those people are dying, the elderly, of course. I mean, there's even kids. They're even notice of kids that are beating it too, you know, if they're healthy enough. So, I mean, I don't really know. I'm not that educated on the virus itself, but from what specialists are saying, it's like a really small virus. You know what I mean? Like that, you know, it can be beaten. You know, but other than that, man, other than all the bull, the BS, because I know not to cuss anymore on this show. I'm just maintaining, bro, getting ready for a fight. And hopefully it happens June 20th, you know, against Dakota Cochran like I was supposed to do. And, I mean, I was kind of upset that fight fell off, you know, because I was already in Wichita ready to fight, and it just disappeared. Like, the governor just shut it down.
To talk about for a second the emotions of that, because that's pretty much when it first hit, and everybody thought the fight was going to still happen and then get shut down. Talk about Thursday, talk about Friday, and then all of a sudden there is no fight on Saturday.
Well, I mean, I went there. We did the pre-fight interviews. I did my normal thing like always. I did a video shoot, photo shoot, and then I did my private interviews with who was it? I can't remember the guy. But anyways, well, we did the interviews, and then, like, I went back to my room, and I fell asleep. I went to sleep. I was knocked out. And then my strength and conditioning coach came in, and then my kickboxing coach was there. He's like, Mel, when I woke up, he's like, hey, your phone's been going off. So when I got up, it was Mr. Dave and them, and they had, like, this mandatory meeting in the lobby. I had missed the whole meeting, though. When I woke up, it was dark outside. It was nighttime. So I ended up calling them up, and it was like, yeah, well, the show got canceled. I'm like, are you serious? So, I mean, it wasn't really that bad to me. I mean, you know me, I'm always ready to fight. Things happen, you know what I mean? This was something that nobody can control. I thought for sure that they would probably still do the show, just not have fans. Like, kind of like the UFC did that same weekend in Brazil. They just blacked out the crowd and didn't have anybody in the arena. I remember when I first fought in the UFC on undercard, that was how it always was. For me, very quiet in the arena. I loved it, though, because it was almost like a peace of mind. You didn't have everybody screaming and yelling, and you was able to hear your corner with no problem, and it's almost like a training session, but live. So I thought they were going to do that, but, you know, with it being BKF, you know, a lot of the money is revenue through people showing up to the arena. The arena was, and the actual fight was sold out, too, from what I understood. But, you know, it's not as big as the UFC yet, so they would have lost a lot of money. But it wasn't even on the promoters. It was up to the governor. The governor of Kansas shut it down, pretty much.
So how are, you know, and we're asking a lot of people and, you know, athletes that you get paid when you fight. So how are you surviving? How are you doing now that no fight and it could be another 2-3 months?
Man, you know what's crazy? I just literally had a job interview at a Walmart right here by my house for morning stock, just to go stock shelves and stuff. Because, I mean, and it started everybody off at like 18 an hour right now. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to go do that until fighting picks back up. So, I mean, that's pretty much it for me. I mean, just doing that. And then I still do my privates. You know, I have about 6 clients now that I train one client at a time, you know, different hours during the day, during the week. But that's about it for me, man. I mean, other than that, there's nothing else to do. There's nothing else I can do until everything opens back up. So, but when everything opens back up, I will be ready to fight. I will be in shape. And, you know, that's something a lot of people haven't gotten to see from me in a long while, you know, being in tip-top fight shape like the way I should be. So I'm excited about what's to come, you know, when I get to knock Dakota out.
When you train someone, how, you know, I'm sure you don't go 100%, but what percentage do you go when you're just training somebody, grappling around, rolling around, sparring, whatever?
Oh, well, no. Because, see, that's like teammates. That's the people in the gym. Like, most of the people that are my clients, they're just everyday Joes, you know, like, most of them are just trying to lose weight. Most of them are just fight fans, really. Most of the time, I got to make them work a little bit because they just want to conversate with me and ask me a million and one questions about the UFC and my career. And it's a good conversation piece. I mean, I only train them for an hour at a time, you know, but it's not bad money at all. So really and truthfully, it's really more like they want to hang out with me and talk to me about everything that's going on. But as far as when I'm in the gym, right now, my sessions are very small and private with just my boxing coach and just 2 other guys, you know, right now. And that's just because us 3 are just training partners and sparring partners. But there's nobody else in the gym at all. It's just us.
You know where I'm going with this, Matt.
You want to train with me so you can beat me up?
No, just sit there and be quiet.
Oh, okay.
I think we should send Eric in Denver to Melvin for a workout.
I definitely think you should do that.
I think we should do that, Melvin. I think you'd have a lot of fun.
So what?
We have one of our big fans. He works for my brother, lives in Denver. And we don't have time for me to tell you the whole story when he opened his mouth and then got beat up in North Carolina. But it might just be fun for you to have somebody to beat up on. That's all.
Who did you send him to?
Oh, man. You know me, man. I love beating up on people. That's what I do.
That's perfect. So I'll call you once we're off the air and we'll set this up.
Yes, sir. I'll beat him up just right for you. I'll make
That's
you good.
That's awesome. I'll give you the details later. Mel, always good talking to you. Please stay safe.
Yes,
I can't wait until that fight happens. Let's put you on hold to get the address so we can send you some more 8-man strong.
Yes, sir.
Awesome. That is Melvin. And you remember the story.
Wasn't that the Irish hand grenade or something?
Yes. Yeah, Marcus Davis.
Yeah.
And he went in and he said some of the wrong stuff. And
we talked crazy online.
And then I sent him back. And Marcus beat the crap out of him.
I love it.
And now we're going to have Melvin beat the crap out of him, too.
I love it.
But here's the thing. Eric in Denver wants that.
He loves it.
He definitely does.
Listen,
love that.
Any martial artist that pays to get beat up wants to get beat up by someone like Melvin Gellar.
Well, and I trust you that yes, he'll want to talk to Melvin, but after the training session.
Yeah, because, look, you always want to find holes in your game, so that's why you pay for the experience. You pay for, like, people to expose your weaknesses so that you get better. That's why I'm part of this program.
Why? I wasn't listening to you.
So you can find holes in my broadcasting career.
No, it's... I just reached out to Mike.
Awesome.
So we should have him on here momentarily as soon as the mothership gets all of Melvin's info.
So is that BKFC rematch, that remake, is that going to be in Miami? Is that where the location is?
I know
moving?
Nothing.
Okay.
And even what I know, I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
And I know
we haven't announced anything.
I know a lot of things that I don't know.
Do we have a chance to drive to it? Is it a Saturday drive for us?
Which one? Melvin's?
Yeah.
Or the one before Melvin's?
Well, I don't know.
All right. So we'll talk about BKFC next week because we only have about 10 minutes left.
Deal.
And like I've said, you know, we've talked about deserted islands and planes and where could you go and who would you want to sit with. Mine has always been the same. It always will be the same. I've gone to some of these locations that we're going to talk about. But we might be able to find out a little bit more about the greatest athlete of all time. And his name is Rocky Balboa. So let's go to Philadelphia, or the Philadelphia area, I think. Mike, are you there?
Yo, how you doing today, Randy?
Doing good. So I ran across Mike on Facebook and was doing a tour, right? It's a Rocky tour, correct?
Yeah. The Yo Philly Rocky film tour. We hit about 78, 79 locations where they had done all the filming back in 75. And then, of course, the 840 following Rocky sequels.
Yeah, there you go. And the ones that are still coming. Like I've told you, as we've talked a little bit, you know, I was born in Philadelphia. My uncle lived in Kensington. We would go to Kensington all the time. So the UFC was in Philadelphia last year. My little brother and I came up, and we went to Rocky's apartment, which I didn't know this because I've been gone so long. I believe it's the heroin capital of the world, correct?
It is absolutely the heroin capital of the world. It's a little street tucked underneath the L up in Kensington. And when we take people through, we've actually seen people with no clothes on. We've seen people shooting up on the side of the road. I mean, it's a crazy wild, wild west up there. But we keep everybody very safe. We haven't lost anybody in 11 years.
And you just drive fast.
We drive really fast. We have Kevlar vests we hand out. And it's bulletproof windows. So it's a great time for the family.
When we drove by, we saw a guy shooting up, and then we went to the end of the street, and you take the right, and the apartment's on the left, and a guy started to run after us. So my brother goes, let's get out of here quickly. But, you know, other than that and, you know, the pet shop and the gym, talk about some of the obscure locations that you go that, you know, people, myself included, might not have thought about on the tour.
Okay, so one of my favorite locations is a place called the Lucky Seven. So in the opening of Rocky, the original Rocky, we see Rocky going into the Lucky Seven, picking a bum up off the ground, and walks into the bar. And then, of course, he goes to see Paulie in the background. What's interesting about this site is that when he picks up the bum off the sidewalk and he walks through the door, that's Philly. When he walks into the bar and he goes to the bathroom, that is actually East Los Angeles, which is crazy. It's just crazy because they only had about 6 days to film all the Rockies. So they had to do all the exteriors inside of about 4 days or 5 days in Philadelphia until they got kicked out of the city, which is amazing. And it wins 3 Oscars.
When people sign up to go on the tour with you, what is one of the top 1, 2, 3, whatever number you want to go with, you know, requests? I want to go here. I want to go to the church because I've gone to the church and yelled out to Father Carmine. You know, how many people, have requested that?
Oh, that's incredible. So Father Carmine is definitely in the top 5. I would say 1818 Tusculum Street, where Rocky's apartment was, where he falls in love with Adrian. I would say the biggest one that has the most mystique surrounded is Mighty Mix Gym, which was never a gym. It was just an old abandoned building. It had been a bar. It had been a transient house. It had been a disco and a car. They used to sell little Fiat there, and now it's just an abandoned building. Those are the top spots people get out. I one time had lumberjacks from Canada. They came down. These were six of the biggest guys I'd ever seen in my life. They made WWF wrestlers look like specs. And these guys broke out into tears because it's where their insecurities were pushed to the side. And they said, if Rocky could do it, I could do it. So whatever that means, it's like a Rorschach test, really. Wherever you are in your life, if you're a Rocky fan and you're going through the tour, you say, oh, my God, this meant this to me. That meant this to me. It's very, very interesting. And, of course, we tell a lot of stories. Stallone is a friend of mine, and he's told me a lot of stories behind the scenes that you will not find on the Internet, I promise you. So if you're a Rocky fanatic, this is the tour for you.
You know, and what's a shame is that we haven't connected before this. Like I said, I was born in Philly. I've been back to Philly often. I've tried to do a little bit on my own, but now knowing this, it's something that I would definitely take advantage of. But I have to ask you this, you know, and I'm sure your answer isn't going to be the same as mine, but what is your favorite Rocky movie?
The original Rocky, round 14 is my favorite moment. When Rocky's down, gets up, and he waves Apollo in. Are you kidding me? What Apollo Creed does, what Carl Weathers does as Apollo Creed, as he kind of shakes his head, is like, my God, what can I do to this guy? I've given him my best. That's it for me. How about you?
Mine and anybody that's ever listened to this national program for 30-some years, 20-some years, Rocky V is my favorite, and I'll tell you why.
I love that.
Most people think it's the least. My ringtone is the greatest line in movie history. And after Polly gets knocked down by Tommy.
I know it.
That's my ringtone. Knocked him down. What you trying knocking me down now?
You knocked him down. What you trying knocking me down? Come on, Balboa. And then you got George Washington Duke just grinning you know, he's ready for this, you know? No, see, here's the thing. I put Rocky V ahead of Rocky IV. Rocky IV is my least favorite Rocky, yet I love it. But it's more of a glorification of the great physical body, the muscles and all of that, and the big music video. I love Rocky IV. Rocky V, I have always had a soft spot for that, and they're in Philly, right? Can't go wrong.
You know, the fight scene, and like I've said, you know, on the show and you know, when I'm talking to people, you know, the movie itself from start to finish, okay, maybe, but when he gets in the bar and that whole street fight and the whole thing about it, you know, mom, dad's on TV and he's fighting. I mean, the whole thing, I get goosebumps watching it and just talking about it is getting me excited.
You're getting me excited too. We need to sue somebody for never having connected before. Who can we sue?
Numerous people. Well, the story that I'm starting to get to, and we're almost out of time, and I definitely want to get you back on, whether it's next week or the week after. So when my little brother and I, we went through Kensington last year, and as we came out, I said, you know, to my brother, Sam, I go, Sam, let's go look for Unc's apartment where he used to live. And I lived with him in Kensington when I was stationed in the Navy in the 80s. And it's literally 3.5 miles from Rocky's apartment there in Kensington.
Oh, really?
My little brother's comment was, I'm going to kill Dad because he knew where Rocky lived and he never took us here.
this really does fall under child abuse. No, we've got to have some words here. No.
I definitely agree. Mike, we are out of time. I'm going to hit you back up on Facebook because I want to get you on. There's so many things we need to talk about, and we need more than 15 minutes to do it.
A lot of great stories. Thanks for having me on. Enjoy. Stay healthy.
Let me put you on hold. We want to get your mailing address. I want to send you a care package from 8 Man Strong. It's my clothing sponsor. We're going to send you some stuff for coming on the show today.
Go right ahead. Thank you.
That is Mike. He does the Rocky tours in Philadelphia. When this whole thing is done, when we're all back to as normal as we can be, I'm going to go up there. We're going to do some stuff. We're going to do the tours. I'm going to call Wes Sims, who's a big Rocky fan as well. We're going to do a whole Rocky thing up there, and I certainly cannot wait. So with that all said, I think we're almost at the top of the hour. I want to thank our guests, Nico Price, who fights next Saturday, believe it or not, UFC 249. It's going to be live. It's going to be on pay-per-view. We'll talk more about that next week. I think we'll have a couple of the fighters, Greg Hardy possibly as well. I also want to thank Melvin Gilliard and, of course, Uncle Creepy Ian McCall. And the Rockmeister himself, want to thank Mike Kundra for coming on. We'll get him back on, if not next week, the week after. And I'm really excited to getting up there and doing the whole tour. If you're a Rocky fan, go on Facebook. There's a Rocky Balboa memorabilia page, and it's pretty cool, all the items that's up there. I have an Antonio Tarver story to tell, and I'll do that next week about the suit that he wore to the press conference that someone now owns in Philadelphia. So we'll talk about that. Good stuff. Good show. I'm shocked to say, Matt, you did a fairly decent job. Until next week, this is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Zone. Have a good, safe week.
Watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game?
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
What's up, guys? This is Justin the Highlight Gaethje, and you're about to get KO'd by Knockout Radio.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.